the draft, execute that. And literally Thursday night, I was flying to Washington, D.C. to go to my daughter's eighth grade tour of Washington, D.C. the last 3 days. So
you're a chaperone?
I need to be a dad. I need to start being a dad again. So it's been a dose of reality. But being here today is a great event, great for our staff, our organization, our players, the McNair family. Great event for charity to give back, and something I know that's very important to the organization to do. So certainly want to support that cause, and a beautiful day to do that here.
Could you talk about the rookie mini camp and what you're hoping to get out of it?
Yeah, so now we're in the phase, what I would call is the evaluation process. And first and foremost, there is an indoctrination phase into our program, into our culture. And we're looking forward to getting the rookies indoctrinated into that. So first and foremost, getting them acclimated to our organization, learning about our organization. Number two, we want to talk about the expectations of what we want from our rookies. Number three, competition. We are going to be a competition program, and we're going to try to improve the roster in every phase that we can. And then number three, we want them to be learning the playbook, get indoctrinated into all the things they got to know in terms of the expectations from the coaching staff. And then the last thing I think about is our off-season program. They need to start learning about what we have to do from the expectations in our sports performance element, from the nutritional element, how to take care of their bodies, so that they can prepare for a grueling 16-game season.
Can you talk about what happened where you don't have to worry about that Pac-12 graduation rule anymore?
Yeah, so it's a unique thing that that helps us now in terms of the players being here when we need them to be, but also if they have expectations that need to be met in terms of their graduation timeline as it relates to players from the Pac-12, where that's happened in the past. But the compromise basically has been they now have the ability to take care of their profession and still go through and see their graduation, their ability to graduate and to participate in that. So it's a delicate balance between both. But with the new rule, it's been able to accommodate both ends of it, our end and what they need to do from an academic.
Stanford kids will be here.
Yes.
From year one, year two, they talk about rookies making that huge leap. What do you guys hope for from Deontay Foreman once he's able to do everything? And how excited are you guys about his potential?
Well, number one, Deontay Foreman's going through the recovery phase from his injury last year, so we're hoping that he'll be back here when we get ready to put the pads back on. So we'll manage that and massage that as we go forward. But the biggest part of that to me is the off season. When rookies come here and entering the second year, they get here, as you know, these rookies now are getting here in May, the middle of May, almost the end of May, is you have a full off season under your belt. You have the playbook under your belt. You start from day one in phase one of the off season program. Our rookies now are entering it. We're already into phase two. So they get the full cycle from basically January, February on their own until when we officially start our voluntary program. They get the full cycle of that, whereas the rookies coming in right now, they only get basically half that cycle.
We talked to you before about J.D. Clowney and how much you guys want him to be a part of the future. When you look at Bernard McKinney, what else makes him a core guy that you want to have and be in business with for a long time?
Leadership. Leadership and production. Number two, he plays a core position. You're playing the Mike linebacker role. You're commanding the huddle. You're leading the huddle. Production matters. But also the fact that, you know, we feel like he's built to last. We feel like he's meets the height, weight, speed parameters that we want in the role. But he's the guy who now leads the huddle, and that's a big hole to fill with Brian Cushing gone. So we're expecting big things from a leadership standpoint, and perhaps now he's ready to do that.
Could you talk about the difference this weekend about the mental and the physical for the rookies? What is more important to them? Does one stand out over the other?
Yeah, John, to be honest, I'd say that's 50-50. And number two, like what I'm looking for from the rookies is their readiness to contribute. And even though it's only May right now, I'm looking to see like who the professional football players are. I want to know the guys who are ready to go from a conditioning standpoint, who's been taking care of their bodies, and who's ready to perform when the bell rings this weekend. Now, I know it's only a mini camp, and they're young players, and they're going to learn. But my hope is and my optimism says that the guys that will come to this mini camp will show that they're professional football players if they're conditioned and they're ready to go from a conditioning standpoint.
Christian Covington back. He's a valuable rotational guy for you. Now that he's gotten healthy, what does that mean for you guys?
Yeah, it's very important. Number one, he's a contributing player in both our base and our sub packages. So the versatility, number one, is critically important in terms of what we do on first down and on third down. But it's also his versatility to align at different positions. He can align at a traditional end position. He can play the three. He can play the one. And he can do that both on first down and on third down, depending on what we're doing.